Thank you for contacting Omega Health. My name is Dean Meyer. May I start out by getting your zip code?
Kane Meyer? Yeah, honey. My zip code 78063.
And you said, what's your name?
Larry Wilbanks.
And may I have the address?
P.O. Box 64049, Pipe Creek, Texas, 78063.
Thank you. I do see you had the Ultra Pure Max Sleep 3-month subscription. How may I assist you there?
I got to find out what's going on. I called this in over a month ago and told them that I didn't want no more because it wasn't helping me sleep. And now I get 3 more boxes in the mail. Somebody's not doing what they're supposed to do. It does not help me. So what am I going to do? I don't want to be charged for this
$109.99. I'm sorry, sir. What day did you call in and cancel it, sir?
Oh, my gosh. It's been at least 2 months ago.
Okay, bear with me 1 second while I seek more assistance with this issue.
Okay, hon.
Okay, give me just 1 second, sir. I'm just still seeking my assistance with this issue, okay?
Yes, ma'am, please. Because it doesn't help me.
Well, sir, how are you taking the medicine, sir? Because it is an all-natural supplement, sir, and it does help with the sleep. How are you taking the medicine?
I was taking it, like I said, but it was not doing me any good. So I even doubled up on it, and it still wouldn't do no good. It just didn't help, period. That's why I called and canceled it, said I didn't want no more.
And then no notes on the account regarding you calling in any regarding this product, sir, but...
I did. I called in. I said it was not doing me no good. I said I would hang on to what little bit I had left over, but I did not want any more shipped to me. And they said, okay, they would put it on the notes.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Well, there's no notes regarding a cancellation, but I'm willing to at least give you 35% off on future shipments for you, sir.
I don't want no more future shipments. I don't even want this one. In other words, I don't want to be charged.
Okay, well then, of course, I'm more than welcome to fully cancel out the account. Bear with me just 1 second, sir, regarding this issue. Give me 1 second.
All right, hon.
Okay, bear with me 1 second, okay, sir?
All right, honey. It's not your fault. Somebody else's fault because they didn't go through with it like it's supposed to.
Oh, no, sir. You're fine, sir. Bear with me just 1 second.
But the problem is I did tell them that I would keep what I had. I wasn't going to ship it back because I'd already paid for it. But I told them at that time I did not want any more, that I could not use it. It wasn't working.
No, sir, I definitely understand, sir, and we definitely apologize about that, sir, if you did call and cancel. Just, there was no notes on the account regarding that, but give me just 1 second while I place the request on the account.
Okay.
Okay, so, and I will be able to refund back the last charge on the account as well. Give me just 1 second.
All right, hon, I appreciate it.
Of course.
Ain't nothing helping me sleep no more. With all this crap going on, I think it's just messing me up. I can't sleep no more.
Hey, give me just 1 second. Sorry, I'm almost done with the request.
Like I said, it's not your fault.
Oh, no, sir, you're fine, sir. Give me just 1 second. Bear with me 1 second, sir. I'm almost done with the information on the account.
All right. Like I told you, it's not your fault. It's somebody else's fault. But I think all this crap, I can't sleep anyway. It don't make no difference. So nothing's helping me. I just have to wear myself out till I go to sleep about 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 5 or even 6. It's not worth it. Nothing helps.
Okay, yes, sir. So the account has been canceled and also refunded back to you, sir. And you will receive the email notification regarding the account being canceled and also refunded. You will receive it back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now how you gonna send out some kind of label so I can send it back? Because I opened it up, but I didn't even know what it was because I couldn't remember. Open the box up. It's got 3 boxes in there, plus something else.
Give me 1 second. Let me seek more assistance with that, okay?
Okay. So I will not have this 109 pulled out, 109.99.
So it was already pulled out, sir, but I did refund it back on the account, sir. You will receive an email about that, but bear with me just 1 second, sir. Let me see if they want you to return the product back. That's why I'm seeking more assistance on now. Give me just 1 second, okay?
Oh, I understand, but, honey, I don't have an email. I don't have a computer.
Okay, well, I'm more than welcome to give you the cancellation number on the account, sir, if you like.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, huh?
All right, so my name is Maya.
Miles?
Maya, M-Y-A.
M-I-A, okay.
Okay, and the confirmation, okay, bear with me with the, give me just 1 second, okay?
Well, honey, I don't have a computer, so I don't have an email.
Oh, no, so you're fine, sir. You don't have to resend the product back, sir.
I don't?
No, sir, you're more than welcome to keep it.
I guess because y'all already sent it and everything, but I'm not going to use it. I mean, nothing helps. Nothing helps. I don't know how would use it to do any good. Nothing works.
Well, we definitely apologize by that, sir. But would you like at least our sunshine in the bottle, sir, vitamin D product for $9.95?
No, hon, I don't want nothing.
Okay, well then, of course, I did cancel the account and also refund it. Oh, the confirmation number, sir, I could just give you my employee badge number, sir. They give you some detail regarding the refund.
0701.
Wait, I'm sorry, no, sir, correction. The confirmation number is 76.
Seven what?
Six.
Seven, six?
9-200-769-200. Yes, sir. That's the confirmation, sir, regarding the refund on the account.
Okay, hon. And in other words, they're gonna send. They'll put that 10999 back in my account.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm sorry, hon. I tried to call last night as soon as I got this thing in, but y'all are already closed. So I made it a point. I forced myself to get up early this morning so I'd call you because I knew y'all wouldn't take anything after 1 o'clock my time.
Okay, well, then, of course, I'm glad that you did give us a call, okay?
Yes, hon. And maybe somebody else will be able to use it, but I can't. And I'm not trying to fib to you about that. It's just the truth. I think with all this crap going on, you're bound to have it too. All this stuff going on, you can't get nowhere. You can't do nothing. I love to fish, and I can't go fishing. I can't do anything no more. So, and I'm by myself, and I lost my wife. It's coming up on 2 years, so I'm by myself. I'm 69. I'm on my third pacemaker, and I don't need no other problems, if you understand what I'm saying.
Of course, I definitely understand, sir, and I definitely apologize about that, okay, sir? And I hope it definitely does get better for you.
Thank you, ma'am. Where am I calling, by the way, hon?
Oh, well, I'm located in Alabama, sir.
Alabama. Hon, y'all got it bad over there, too, I know. So just take care. Just take care. Do what it says on cotton. I don't care what Trump says. I don't care what anybody else says. Do what the people say the CDC. They're the ones that knows what's going on. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. So we just got to be careful. We've got to be careful. And I want you to be careful because you tried to help me. And I appreciate it very much.
Of course, okay. I definitely appreciate that. Is there anything else I'll be able to assist you with today?
No, hon. As long as you understand that I can't use it no more, just don't send no more. Thank you, ma'am.
Of course. Thanks for contacting at Omax Health. You have a good evening.
You too, and I just wish the best for you. Thank you very much, hon. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.